what's now? Tuesday night. Or L'ches Cheshvan. So, let's see, a few points. We'll start off with... one of the biggies of this of this parak that basically so many people talk about is, wait a second, the word I was looking for, I have the key, the word I was looking for was ghoulish, G-H-O-U-L-S-L-I-S-H.
I want to make sure this is my key, not the rest.
Oh, that I can't make sure. So why don't you just make sure that they both work? What's the difference?
It doesn't make a difference.
Just make sure they both work.
Okay.
Okay.
Try them.
Thank you.
You mean it's going to be a halva, not a sheila? You hold it has to be chayza be'en. It could be a sheila, not a halva.
Isn't that like two guys leave these black raincoats in the shul, and one guy takes one?
I don't believe that's interchangeable. That's Mamish wrote to him, Mekav Shalom, Yosef Mekav Shachavero. He wears it, it fits the contours of his body.
A contemporary shape or something. I didn't say he was Matir, I just said that it comes up.
Anyway, the issue of Cheskos Momen and killing someone. Wait, I have to. The issue of whether you're Buchsa Pagufa, the Shmaitzer's brother's question. Meitzer therefore took the question so seriously that he said, guess what, fellas? It is the same. Moment, you know, it is the same. Anybody have internet on their phone? Chas v'shalom. Do you have?
I never use it. There is one.
Can you look up Shemesh phone? Can you go to Shemesh phone? No, you don't. Okay.
You want a phone number?
Yeah, I need a phone number.
A phone.
Schwartz on Revivim.
Just call 144. 4144.
It costs money. No.
That's what plan you have on your phone if it's on.
Okay, I'll call 9 o'clock. So, this issue of a Cheskos Momen, the person that's alive. So, he brings down, if you look at the Kovet Shurim, Kovet Shurim, Chelek Beis, Kuntjes Divrei Seifrim, Simon Hay. There's a section in there called Kuntjes Divrei Seifrim. Simon Hay. You have Kuntjes Divrei Seifrim? Simon Hay. Reish Perek HaMiniach, and going on, why don't you go B'momen Acharo? Why is it different than Din and the Farshas? That's one kash of Taisus, and you say you do go B'Acharo by Dayanim. So the Shmaitza points out, he brings down the Shmaitza, it's kash of that a person's Muchzuk also. He's Muchzuk B'Atzma. It's really the Shmaitza's brother's question. He's Muchzuk B'Atzma. The Nira, the Ein of Kushya. This is the Chonon talking now. The Loshayka Tainus Muchzuk, Ela B'dinei Momim, Shadinu B'Nogam L'Chaveiro. If we are litigants, so I'm the Muchzuk. I'm Oitz Mechaveiro L'Varaya. Ela B'dinei Nefasha, Shu B'Nogam L'Mokam. You're not a Muchzuk. It's not like there's two litigants, you and Hashem. And Hashem wants your nefesh, and you don't want to give it to him, so you're a muchzik. Shadinu ben adam l'makom, the shaykh klal muchzik. Kemotinu, the besafik mitzvah, shem ben adam l'chaveiro, kemay matnas kuhuna, I mean, in the mitzvah mechalei l'varaya. But u besafik nidre gavoa, besafik if you made a neder, Holchem l'achmer, there's no muchzuk there. Kibur b'nochot av kuvod, that be pirashti, we didn't have pirashti, v'lo yamina namaz v'nechabel v'raya. But tam, the legabi gavoa, eno do muchzuk klal, lo b'gufo v'lo b'mamono. I have to respectfully, maybe not so respectfully, I don't know, chas v'shom. I think we're going on in making a serious error here. That's a show. I don't know. We're not talking about like he was Mechal Shabbos with a half a kazayas, so he's arguing with Hashem if he's Mechuyav Misa or not. He's dealing with the Bezdan if he's Mechuyav Misa or not. He's not dealing with Hashem. He's dealing with the Bezdan. The something if he's Mechuyav Misa or not.
Bezdan is implementing what they think.
Yeah, but there's something in the Chayyim means or not. No, he's not. The question of Taisus, of the Ksais, is not like, is he's a Muchzuk or Nafshu, so the Bez Din can't kill him. That's Hashem can't kill him.
It sounds like the point he's making, though, is there's no such thing as being Muchzuk or Nafshu in this, because it's him in Hashem's. It's like Hashem, not just the suicide, but it's like, it's not that just that the Bez Din can't kill it. But
wait a second, whose side do you want?
On the planet.
On the focus, yeah, okay.
So, I'm saying I hear what he's saying. I'm not sure which side I'm on,
why?
But I don't think it's an error. It just sounds like a different side that's legitimate. Because it is him against Hashem. It's not that Hashem's trying to take
it. No, it's really not.
It's the Bez Din trying to implement. What,
so Hashem's not involved yet.
What they think Hashem?
No, Hashem's not involved yet. No. You would be right if there would be a fake of the Dina. If he was Mechal Shabbos and there's some sort of fake of the Dina. So the Bez Din is like taking the place of Hashem, so to speak. But we're talking about like a, I don't know, he killed some. We don't know if we don't know if there's enough evidence to kill him. So the Dina of the Dayanim and the Rove and the Miut is not with Hashem. Hashem, we don't know yet. We don't know if there's a din in the Foshas yet. Maybe no din bug, maybe he didn't do anything. We're talking about proofs, we're talking about. Okay, moving along. He's explaining to us that the Dayanim is command the lesser. So we explained that, first of all, maybe it's Bittul Barov, and then we said another shot which I like very much. Now he's going to say, I don't know, he might end up saying that too, I didn't see it yet. But he's also coming to explain, what does it mean, me at the command of lesser? By the way, I remind you, at the end of the perek, we didn't, the Shmaitza had to throw in, that the role people are to'u b'ibur diyarcha, is also me at the command of lesser, or else it doesn't work out, because there you're giving a guy misa based on role. And by the Shmaitz's criterion of Kaidim HaMaisa, Lachar HaMaisa, so you should, nearest Lachar HaMaisa, so you should not give Misa based on that role. So he has to say, it's Ruva Kaman Delesa, with Mil, I mean, I'm sorry, which didn't fit into any any chap, like not pitone that rove. I mean, you want to say it's a super duper whooper rove, so everybody's made there, okay, say it. But the Lushka, come on, the Lesser is weird. And the Sustel, to his previous, to the choices about the Dayanim, is weird. Like, it's a regular rove. You know, I don't know. But we left it there. We're going to see today maybe a Teretz. But meanwhile, Rabbi Chanan learns in the idea of Miyat Commander Lesser by the Dayanim. He says, he brings down the famous Gemara about Tanurah Shel Achanoi, that even though a bas kol came out and said, Halachik Rabbi Lezer, they said, Lo B'Shemayim Mi, the Torah said, Acharav Mahatos. But before Mizer, Rabbi Chanan extrapolates in that Gemara something very interesting. Which was the case for Rabbi Lazar. That's how he's learning. And because the Torah said, "Acharav Mahatos and Lo B'Shemayimi." But by Tes Chanuyas Moiches Bosa Shchuta and Achas Moiches Bosa Nevela, and right, you go after. Ruba Disa, come on, call the Porsche Ruba Porsche. If you would know from a Novi that the Chaticha is like a treif, Avadi wouldn't be allowed to eat it. Is that Poshut? If according to Rove you could eat it, because call the Porsche Meruba Porsche. And a Novi comes along and tells you it's treif. So Rabbi Chanan ends up with a Poshut, you're not allowed to eat it. Because the Rove is only a Mavara called the Parish Meruba Parish. So the Novi is a better Mavara than the Rove.
Rove is a
Mavara? You sound like him already. In some sense, it's Mavara called the Parish Meruba Parish. It's not a beer like Tuedim, but it's along the lines of beer. It's telling you that the meat's kosher. Called the Parish Meruba Parish. It's telling you it's kosher.
Okay, but the makes the column.
I'm trying to see what the Rabbi Chanan is saying. I don't yet understand what he's saying. He I don't know what he means. He makes it sound like Acharam Lahakos by Dayanim is Xeris HaKosuv. So the Melech was Xeris HaKosuv, so the Mi is Kaman the Lesser. When it's a Birur called the Parish Meruba Bar, in other words, what he's saying is certainly true, but I don't know if I agree with his ramification. It's certainly true that the pshat by Dayanim is that you do not say, and maybe some people say you do say this, so I'm declaring you don't. You don't say the halacha is like the three, because we go basarot. That's not the pshat. Like, well, we don't know the halacha in this case. So here we have five Dayanim. So the halacha is that it's, he's chaya, because we follow the road. I never thought of it that way. Like, because I always thought of it as the Dayanim, the Bez and Paskin, by a vote of 3-2. But he's also saying that it's not the pshat. No, but what it's vaday not is the stum the halacha. I'm saying the stum like. The stump that looks like that because Rav Dayanim say that. I don't think anyone would say that. It's not like called the Parish Meruba Parish. Like they said the halacha was like Parish in the house. So the stump that said this, that's the halacha. Rav Dayanim say it.
Democracy.
Yeah, so he's saying it's like Tanur Shalach Achnoi with Loba Shemayim. He, even if a Nabi would come and say, he's trying to prove it's like Xeris HaKosov as a Chayik. Even if a Navi would come and say that Allah is like to me, you wouldn't listen to the Navi. Yeah, you know why? Because a Navi can't be sized in the Torah. And the Torah says Acharav Lahatos. That's why you wouldn't listen to the Navi. Not because you wouldn't listen to the Navi, because the Navi is not allowed to contradict it in the Torah. Because I don't like what he says here either.
Wait, so would the Navi be wrong?
You wouldn't listen to the Navi. I am not 100% sure you'd listen to the Navi by the meat. Maybe that's point. I don't know. Are you, like he said, it's for the other portion.
The whole Gemara in the end, the bas kol comes down and they still...
That's what he's talking about.
I know, so I'm saying, but it should be partial. We don't listen to it.
Yeah, but we want to know why. He wants to explain the miyut to command. We know you follow the relevant, Hiram Lahatos. He's trying to explain why the miyut's command the lesser. So he's saying, if you see that even if a bas kol comes down, and says that Allah is a Gabalazi, you still follow Acharav Mahatos. So you see that Acharav Mahatos is not like being Mavara and a Halacha. He's following it. So Mimelis, so that's how you want to think. There's no mute to command the lesser. So that's not mute to command the lesser. The mute's not command the lesser when you have a stronger force called the robe and a weaker force called the mute. Here there's no force. No stronger, no weaker, but not a force. You follow the robe, you go bust the robe, and sack it, and pass it, and die on it. What?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Now I don't care what happens after
that. He's saying the Navi's coming and saying that the two are right. Leo comes and says the halacha is like the two die on. Yeah, you don't listen to it because it's against the din of Acharav Mahatos. Maybe if he came before they voted, you wouldn't listen to him because Lo B'Shemayim He. No, Lo B'Shemayim He. You wouldn't listen because Lo B'Shemayim He.
It
depends how. If he's talking, if he tells you his opinion besides his Talmud Chochem Kite and the Chanami, if he tells it to you besides his Nebuah Kite. Okay. Next. He says a very nice svara here. Shura Rav Shmuel. Is it Shmuel who? I think so, yes. A very, very nice svara here. I like. He says, you say you can't be moitzi momen al pi roi because you can't be moitzi momen against the chazaka. It's not like chazaka is a strong thing and you can't be moitzi momen with robe. Robe doesn't like penetrate that thick wall. I think there's a din of a moitzi mechvel of a raya. I don't know, this caught my fancy. It's a din musuyim. He's talking like a real brisker, but it's a din masuyim in Hilchos Toyim Benitan, Benazal Achavero. It's also one of the Benazal Achaveros, Varaya. It's not like you haven't built an impenetrable wall called Cheskos Momin, so you're asking what about the Chazok of his own life? It should also be that impenetrable wall. He said this is a schus, tiny, a schus you have in Toyim Benitan. Hilchos Toyim Benitan, he says. Okay, I don't know. I like this word. Okay. I bring that a Tosis of Bava Basra, very, very important Tosis. We danced around this issue yesterday, but he said it's a very good Tosis of Bava Basra. The Gemara says in many, many places, Suffik Nevoshes Lahok. So the Rashbam usually weighs in, right? Rashi Rashbam weigh in. And say because of a shoftalei, lemitzilu edom. So finally, we have a toisus in Bava Basra, the Afnunim and Beis. It says, "What do you need a shoftalei, lemitzilu edom for?" It's a muchzak. Mamish like the toisus, the Shmaitz's brother's question. Is toisus question? In fact, toisus learns that's why something the first halacha. I guess the Gemara, but sometimes the Gemara says lemitzilu edom.
Can you say Mitzilo Eda is stronger than a Chazaka? Chazaka is like the weakest way to declare something. Mitzilo Eda is a puzzle.
Yeah, so Toys is what he needs the puzzle. You're right. But Toys is what he needs the puzzle. So you're right. I mean, maybe it would be a good answer that the puzzle is a puzzle. And just saying you can't go against the Chazaka is relatively weak. You're just not going against the Chazaka. The plus success, something to watch in the heart, though, it's either way. Okay, Tosis many times, Rishonim are very practical minded. They're not the. Okay, so that's an important Tosis. Tosis of Baba Masrus, yes, says, no, there is a machlekes Rishonim in Shas. When the Gemara says something to watch in the heart, is it Peshat the way that we see the Hoeda, or is it Cheskes Mukhsa, Pigufa? Okay. Shlomo Zalman says a nice svara. I'll share with you. Daf Ayin Reish Hey, Reish Lamed Aleph. Reish Lamed Aleph. Yeah. He brings down from the Chevra Shlomo and get. He says, look, if a guy walks into Bez and says, they paskin a Mechuy of Misa in a different Bez, as the Chal Shabbos, they paskin a Mechuy of Misa. No, that's not his point. His point is, nowhere. If I owe money, I have to come to Beis Din and tell them I owe money. I owe money. I owe the guy money. He's saying, if I'm a chuy of Misa, I'm under no obligation to turn myself in. I don't have to, like, help that psak din people for you. I don't know how he knows. Maybe you do. El achi of al Beis Din will be at Aromi Kirbech. Like, come and get me. Maybe he's even a mitzvah to run away. No, I don't know. I'm not saying that. The chivin shachiv rak aleihem, the chivin on the bezdin.
You see by a horeg shogeg, he gets to run to near a mikvah. If he had a chivin to help the bezdin, he could show up in bezdin and say, you're again.
Maybe shogeg is different, maybe. The chivin shachiv rak aleihem, or he's a choshev ki iser. The lo shayach klal is chashev in mukhsa. So you can't follow in mukhsa, because you see from that, based on the chiyuv, so you're dealing with like Isser. It's like based on has to carry out the din misa. So you're only looking at it from based on perspective. So there's no time of muksa. The shenki b'mavman she wrote some chayiv as a muksa. I think this is like the other teretz in the sense of it's like a mukhanan in the sense that mavman is seen as an argument between two parties. We really had this far before in earlier shmaitzim. Moment is an argument between two parties. Metanach Avel of Araya is a din in the two parties. Misa is not considered a din Torah between two parties. That's what I mean. You don't have to turn yourself in. This is Beis Din Zinyan. We are to run the Shivacha. You don't have to turn yourself in. And Memela, there would be no din Mochsuk. Because Mochsuk is in the interplay between two people. What? You don't have to put yourself in. No, not directly, but he's saying the fact that you don't have to turn yourself in indicates that it's a chiyuv on Beis Din, and you have to rumbik your becha. It's not like you, when I owe money. Right? I owe somebody money. When Beis Din peskin that mechuyav misa, I don't owe Hashem my nefesh, that's what he's saying. You could argue. But he's saying, I don't owe my life to the cloud Israel, I don't owe my life to Beis Din, I don't owe my life to Hashem even. Come and get me. You know, Beis Din owe me Kirbecha. I don't owe my life, so it wouldn't be Shaykh and Indian of books. That's good, I like that. Okay?
You know, someone who's five years of Beis Din doesn't have to turn himself in.
What?
Someone who's 5 years of Beis Din doesn't have to turn himself in.
He's saying no. But I don't think that's that much here or there. The Iker is the point he's making. I don't owe my Misa. He's got to say you don't have to turn yourself in. And he's using that to make the point. Why are you so surprised he doesn't have to turn himself in?
What's he supposed to do? The guy's
mom is tired. He can make a television series about it. Hugely.
sure we have.
Is that an avlo or a shud?
What?
Is that an avlo or a shud?
Not possible. We don't have a shud there. Not possible. We have Mr. Shabar. Showing the volume I need is gone.
Safer, you can't imagine we don't have. I've never even heard of.
It's almost like a retirement. You see a picture of the
Okay, go to the next piece here. Yeah, Ha'isr Atzmon Be'erechon Yuchsar. That the Shmaitzer between Kodem Maisa and Lachar Maisa, and he therefore said that the Isra Atzmoy Be'erechon Yuchsak, the famous phrase of the Rambam, Abul Isra Atzmoy Be'erechon Yuchsak, applies to Rov also. That the Isra Atzmoy Be'erechon Yuchsak, and therefore all the cases in the Gemara are almost all, where it talks about following the Foshas of Rov, is all cases where the Rov established Kodem Maisa, the reality. Which you do by Yisra too, by an Isser, by Yisura. Rav Shimon Shkaf takes issue with this. I don't know if I can whittle it down to size. the first three truck in here. Shmeitzer, Shmeitzer, Dalet, Perikhes. Hell is the beginning of Fush, the beginning of Momenus, Loyaz, Linum, Basar, Royiv. The Dabko, Pishnai, made him Yokum Dover. The Hod, the Soiklan, Allah, Chazoknes, is because of the Rambam's din. Shemach, the Soiklan, Allah, Chazoknes, because his Ratsmoy, Beinechad, Yuchsak, his Ratsmoy, Beroyiv, Yuchsak, his Ratsmoy, Chazoka, Yuchsak. Shmochi mani roiv u niktana she niskatcha to kill her if she was mazane was it a roiv u violinist the shetosoi kosher okay, well, this was some localized kashas about yes. There's a few places in Shas that the Tzitzis of Said was right. The Gemara should have brought that Yesoid. The Gemara should have said it. When Neos like the Nira Bar, I don't know if we'll be able to learn this like this in one setting, just reading. The Shloishin Yonim Chalukim Hei. Mach Shehuchsak Yisrael Yidei Ad Echad. That Rambam. That his Ratzma Melechad Yuchsak. Who Inyam Bifnei Atzmo. Vod the Soiklund the Sarfan Allah Chazokas. Inyam Bifnei Atzmo. Robbed the Mahani Ludin in the first show, so in him if they had so. He doesn't like anything which might have said. Okay, bite, he says, I reckon them be suing, so he's like, Nemo. It's two. And he doesn't like the old size. I mean, it's too very, very Shimon Dick, as far as. It's like, I don't know, like, it's a cyclone on a chazok, because it's just why should they lie? It's a different chazok, why should they lie? And Rove, he doesn't. Why doesn't he like that the rove could be matched with this? It's just like the eight effort. He starts going into the whole thing how eight effort is a super beer, really, because it's like two Adim. When he's them, when he's like two Adim, mom, as you know the reality, Moshek and Roiv is less than eight effort. That's what he says. Roiv is only going bus a Roiv. So if you're not going bus a Roiv to punish, then who said it's Yuchsa? Okay, one more thing, and then we'll stop. The last thing, how can you say near to come on the lesson by the rave of violinists, where you give Misa based on the rave? So he says, okay, maybe they're Ruba. You can't just throw out Ruba, Miyut come on the lesson, don't we? She says they're a Svara. What? Not over there, not when, no, I'm sorry, Toba Gur Diyarcha, I'm sorry. When they're Makrish each other, the two Eidim, one said the second of the month, one said the third of the month. She says an interesting Svara, but for Shlomo Zalman. No, not for Shlomo Zalman. Shur of Shmuel. By Eidim, since Ruba is told, since Ruba told Bibura Diyarcha, so it's not called the Eidim are contradicting each other. You're not going Basar Rov to give a person Misa. You're giving him Misa because of the Eidim. It's like the Eidim are not contradicting each other. It's like someone, I guess, it's like in our world, if someone would say it happened a minute to two, and the other Eid said it happened 50 seconds to two. So you wouldn't even hear that they're contradicting each other. Because your watch was off, like, why should you? You don't need to be so precise. So in those days, before calendar, saying the first of the month, or the second of the month, or the third of the month, being off by one is not a contradiction. My tushel is a good tushel, by the way. My moshel is a good moshel. It's like you say 60 seconds and you say 59. So someone's going to say, it's a contradiction.
Tushel is right, then it's a good tushel.
See, saying the
true one day off is a big deal.
To us, but to them it wasn't, because they only had it. They had the bigurish on Kodesh. I don't know. That's a good question. Tak. It doesn't fit into the loss. Okay. Shkayach. I'm working myself up to yesterday's idea, but I'm not up to it yet. Thank you. You were what? A quarter after nine? Not good enough. Tell him to come on time. And he only came because I called him up. And I told him to come.
I know. That's why I'm letting you know that he just come, but it's a little late.
I guess if he'd be the type that would come on time, I wouldn't have had to call him up. Can you help me put away some sorum here? I need a phone number.
Someone from the shul? I can look it up in the shul directory? Someone who's a member of the shul.
My editor. I sent him my article today. She didn't answer me back. We edit back and forth.
Yeah.
So are we planning, planning post-labos tonight?